Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead, David.
This is your host, David Murphy, and we want to welcome you to the Monday Night Podcast. And before we get started, you know, we have quite a few people trying to get in. And so Brother Satavi is going to introduce himself, what he does, and then he's going to come on with a reading. So, Brother Satavi, you got it, sir.
All right. Thank you, David. Yes, sir. Good evening, everybody, and welcome again to the Monday night edition of the National Black Unity News Podcast. We want to thank you for taking time from your busy schedules to get onto this podcast where we discuss issues that affect the African-American community. And this month being Women's History Month, we're highlighting and focusing on black women. So we want to thank everybody that's tuned in. And as we do each and every time we come on these airways, we open up with a reading from Daily Motivations for African-American Success, written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough. And the night's reading goes like this. Okay, hold on here a second. Get this reading together. March 15th. Greatness takes time. The way to be successful is through thorough preparation. It doesn't just happen. You don't wake up one day and discover you're a lawyer any more than you wake up as a pro football player. It takes time. Alan Page, Minnesota Supreme Court Justice and also a member of the Minnesota Vikings, and he was called the Purple People Eaters back in the day. And they had a tremendous defensive line, and that's why they was called that. Reading for the day. The eagle is a familiar and popular creature within the framework of achievements. Its regal presence, reputation as the king of the birds, is dwelling in high and lofty places, and its freedom, strength, and speed, as epitomized in its majestic flight, make it a fitting symbol of greatness. Although classified as a fowl, eagles are not easily produced as chickens or other birds.
This meeting is being recorded.
Eagles are not hatched in abroad, nor is the reproductive cycle an overnight process. Chickens may be produced in 21 days and may be ready for market in 8 to 9 weeks. But the eagle is much more delicate. It takes time to produce an eagle. An eagle's reproductive cycle can last 1 year. Furthermore, their young remain in the nest as long as 130 days before leaving the nest. In comparison, the robin and the blue jays take flight within a month. So you see, the greatness takes time. Babies are born every minute, hundreds of thousands each day. But Howard Truman's and Fannie Lou Hamer's and Booker T. Washington's and Thurgood Marshall's are producing infrequently. It takes time and special effort and care to produce greatness. Our Creator seeks eagles, men and eagle women. Leaders who aren't afraid to stand in the face of adversity, men and women who are willing to continue the struggle no matter how uncomfortable or challenging, men and women like you. Today I will be patient because greatness takes time. That's a very powerful reading for this evening, and especially as we're going into Women's History Month, and I think about all of the great women who have striked the eagle. You know, took time to develop their skills, their tasks, their craft, and you know, we wish them all well, and we know that they'll do well. So,
that's where people are going to like entertain and party and.
Somebody need to mute themselves.
You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
Can you hear me, David?
You are unmuted.
All right. David, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. I was finishing up the commentary about the eagle and its majestic grace, and you know how the eagle symbolizes is a different type of bird. And again, you know, as said, you know, our Creator has created men and women amongst us who are eagles, people who have a magnificent presence and are able to do magnificent things that ordinary people are not able to achieve. And people ask sometimes, how did you do that? How did you do that? What did you do? And they'll tell you, you know, in so many words, you know, they make it sound simple. Like, you know, hey, I put my pants on, my dress on the same way other people put theirs on, and just get up and do what I got to do. So, you know, again, we want to thank the eagles that we have on this call tonight as they're making their space and their place in this time and presence as we get through the tail end of this pandemic. And, you know, one of the things is going to be, what did you do during the pandemic? You know, and the thing is going to be, those that came out strong come out like eagles in terms of being able to stand boldly and strongly and achieve the things that they need to achieve for their family and their friends. And so with that said, David, I'm going to turn it back over to you, brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. You know, speaking about eagles, I had a brief discussion with one of my friends on Facebook, and she was speaking about her mother, a matriarch, a soldier, and a queen, Lola Jenkins. And Satara, and I'll just tell you how things go full circle sometimes. You know, back way back in the day, we were at your facility when she spoke to me about this, right at the Rodno Heights Center. You had Lola Jenkins there, and Ross Marcus was there. And, you know, I was sitting at the table with her. You know, and I was talking about, at that time, I was doing a publication called The Informer. And I was saying, you know, I was saying because it was, I was wearing so many hats, I was talking about, you know, trying something different. But then, you know, she turned around and told me, she said, this is what she said. I heard the minister, Louis Farrakhan, mention this one time. She said, a lion will always be a lion until the day he dies. She said, an eagle will always be an eagle until the day he dies. She said, those type of power strengths or you know, and animals and just most like a simple man is the only people talk about retiring. Now, I just want to make, before I go a little further on this, there's a difference between a work and job. See, a job is something somebody pay you for your time, but work is within you. That's your passion. That's what God put into you, and if you nurture it, it'll make a way for you. And she said, brother, you're a lion, you're an eagle. You can't sit back and talk about you can retire. You can't even do that if you try to. And then she went on to say, she said, you soar and you roar until the day you die. And those words stuck with me for the remainder of my life. And every time I felt like giving in or giving up, those words kind of rang true. I can hear her voice speaking, just like I was at your facility at that time. And so, and you know, that's why I always tell people, when you plant seeds, you never know how they come back and germinate. And it just dawned on me that it was at your facility. Have you not have had that event going on there that day, I probably would have never heard those words from her. So I appreciate you, sir, for you having that event. You may not remember what it was, but you gave so many back in the day. But it was at the Rodno Heights Center, so I appreciate you, sir, because you and your wife have always been on the front lines. So today, ladies and gentlemen, you know, in commemoration of Women's History Month, and as always, we stay focused on our true calling, that is the National Black Unity News and us helping Black people, uplifting our own people. And I always have to remind people that we don't put down any group or race of people. We just uplift our own. And you know, and as we go back in time and we look back all the ups and downs, the in and outs that we travel in this world, you know, we end up right here at this particular moment. At this particular moment, all the roads that you travel, you are here with us right now. And I believe that is for a reason. Because somebody may say something or do something or point you to the right direction, can still alter your life, just like that moment in time when Lola changed minds. And so, you know, we have a couple of people on here that's our guest. And this is a young lady I met recently. And she has all types of products and services, and she's well connected with people in the health industry as well as financial industry as well. And I want to ask her to, you know, unmute herself, and that's Deanna DeWitt. And if she unmutes herself, you know, Deanna, and she was kind of on me about taking some type something. She wanted me to meet somebody that could have helped me physically. And I haven't gave up on that idea because, like I say, I could tell when the universe, when God is telling me to move, all of a sudden, all of those type of people will come around me. They just show up somewhere. And so it's time to do something with the body. But I'm going to let her tell her own story because, she can explain more about some of the healing properties that she has and then some of the financial things she's doing as well. So, Deanna, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing excellent. I'm doing superb. How's everyone? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Loud and clear.
Okay, well, wonderful, wonderful. Well, peace and blessings, family, Black family. And I'm grateful to, you know, I would say, David, reconnect. You're right. We met, I don't know, it's been some years ago. And when you reached out to me more recently, I believe about a couple of weeks ago, I said, okay, you know, it was good to reconnect and to hear your voice. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share with the listening audience about, you know, who I am and whose I am and what I'm called to do. So I've been on this path many, many years. I'm a Maryland resident, particularly in PG County. And I am committed to empower our people to live the best quality of life, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and financially. A little bit about myself. I had a 9-to-5 many, many years ago, like most folks. And for me, having been raised by a strong Black man, strong Black woman that I love and have the utmost reverence for my parents to this day, when both of them were diagnosed and transitioned many, many years ago, just kind of giving my background, I became crystal clear about my purpose, because I'll say for me, the 9-to-5, you know, it was, it served its purpose, but it wasn't soul satisfying. I still can remember clearly, that's been well over 20 years ago, sitting at that desk. And I remember saying to myself, you know, it has to be more to it than this, you know, this meaning that, you know, you go to school, whether it's trade school, college, you know, you get a good job. And you ride out your life that way. So for me, many times in this world, you know, many people have pivotal moments in their life that if they weren't crystal clear, they become crystal clear. So for me, once I had that experience where I'll say my heart was bust wide open because I was very close with my parents as well as, you know, my family was still very tight to this day. In fact, as I'm sitting here actually in one of my sister's homes, I'm sitting still. And I was in fervent prayer. I asked the Creator, you know, what's my purpose? Why am I here? And, you know, I was clear because not only first, you know, I remember my mother transitioned first. I remember sitting at the job, getting a call, found out my father was in a crisis. And I left the job, came home to care for him. And that's when it became crystal clear for me. So although my father has transitioned, as I mentioned, both of my parents, you know, what they gave me, I'll say life twice, first in the physical realm, but also they, through that experience, it really birthed my business and why I was here. And that is to, you know, I still remember clear as day. I remember saying, that's it. Help people to live the best quality of life. Because one thing I realized is that it's not the quantity, it's the quality of life. And many of us, I just remember having a conversation with a colleague and who admitted that himself, myself, many of us have just many times gotten stuck in just striving, you know, not just, you know, not even realizing your self-worth to thrive. Because I know there's an abundancy, and I don't mean just abundancy in finances, but I believe, you know, not believe, but I know for sure is that can live the best quality of life on all levels. Mm-hmm. So I am a holistic practitioner, and what I believe, what I know for sure is to support people with simple solutions, because ultimately people don't really care about how much I know. They just want a result. So whether I'm speaking with someone who may be dealing, whether it's diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, it could be depression, this, that, and the other. What I do is really empower people that there's only five root causes of any health issue. It just means your body's acidic, dehydrated, mineral deficient, inflammation, and the lack of oxygen. And when you get to the root of that, then, you know, you resolve the problem, because medication is not designed to heal us. It treats the symptoms. That's why people will get on medication and say, you go to the doctor, they say, oh, you know, Mr. Such and Such, you're dealing with, you have high blood pressure. Okay, they want to write a prescription and they'll have you to come back. Oh, see you in 3 or 6 months. All right. And that's because they know it's not going to resolve the problem. So the way I think is get to the issue. All right. And in a simplistic way, just describe that to people. Now, all of these diseases, they have different names. Those are the pharmaceutical names that are given. But when you get to the root cause of it, as well as many people, it's just become a way of being, unfortunately. You know, but also, you know, I remind people, I mean, it hasn't been that many, many years ago that, you know, folks of other persuasions even wanted to touch you. Okay, so just, you know, as we talk straight, because this is our family platform. So what I'm encouraging people to do is to, you know, be in charge. You know, self-care is healthcare, and to be proactive, not reactive. You know, because one thing you're going to pay now or you're going to pay later, but you're going to pay. There's no question. So as we, quote, mature, your body doesn't have to break down. That's just a you know, if that's what many of us have been conditioned to think, oh, as you get older, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going on 55 years young. I'm not dealing with any health issues or challenges, and that's because I'm doing my best. And that doesn't mean I'm out here just like anybody else. I'll be the first to say, yeah, there's areas that I'm working on. But what I know is that because I gave myself permission to be, do, and have the goodness that I desire and to live the best quality of life, that's what I desire for my family. I'm saying all of you, my extended family. And so what I like to do is, you know, really just be a humble servant in all of the umbrella, under the umbrella of helping people to live the best quality of life, getting to the root and eradicating and say particularly health-wise, not just taking medications that are pretty much a Band-Aid. So that's, you know, that's one area that I'm very passionate, very purposeful, very intentional, because I know that if I can, for me personally, as well as support others to make simple lifestyle changes or incorporate different lifestyle practices that can allow you to be your best version, then why not? Because I know even years ago, elders used to say that, you know, sometimes, you know, you don't even hear this saying anymore where you can, you know, the person say when they transition, they just went to sleep. Well, you don't even hear that anymore, particularly in our community, because people we have, if not more than one health challenge, and we have just become, I'll say the abnormal has become normal and the normal has become abnormal. So anything to do with health-wise, Yeah, definitely. That's what I specialize in. I specialize in cleansing, detoxification, nutrition, lab blood analysis. That means, like, where I work with a colleague who can take a teeny drop of blood, like, say, someone who's pricking their blood to check their blood sugar level, and that one tiny drop of blood can show you everything that's going on inside of your body internally. In fact, prior to COVID, each month, we would have a large health and wellness event where I would do, myself and some colleagues would have the health presentations and really explain, and not just explain to people, but most importantly, give them a solution. Because I know people are busy. They have a lot going on. But I know that if I can show you something simple that works and you get a result and you feel better, not just physically, but mentally, because, you know, there's a lot of depression, period, but particularly in our community, then that's it. You know, that's what brings me joy all day long, getting feedback from people that are living a better quality of life and that maybe did not even think it was possible based upon what, quote, the doctor has told them. So what I'm encouraging us as a community is to, you know, take our power back and stop giving our power over to other people and doctors. And I'm not knocking the medical establishment. I believe they have their place. But what I know for sure, the way I'm choosing to live my life or have chosen to live my life, is that my lifestyle, my day-to-day, you know, the self-care is, I always say self-care is healthcare, and be proactive, not be reactive. Because one thing for sure, you know, your health is your wealth. And I'm also going to charge you, it's your responsibility to take care of the temple, you know, that we've been blessed to have. So, you know, there's different services that I offer and can be able to support people to not only to live the best quality of life, but also to teach that to our children and our children's children's children. You know, really go back to our old ways.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How can people get in contact with you?
My contact number is 240-882-3578. 240-882-3578. And that's on the, you know, the, I would say the physical, because I'm a health practitioner, spiritual life coach, you know, live blood analysis, you know, pretty much all of that on the physical realm, as well as, I would say mental and spiritual as well. You know, I'm a coach, spiritual life coach, so many things to be able to support. And at the same time, you know, I'm not caught up in titles. You know, my father used to say, sometimes people get a title and it just trips them out. So to me, it's just do the work, help your people, and whatever way that God blesses me with any innate gifts, talents, abilities that I have, I'm willing to share and to help, particularly our community, because I'm definitely very dedicated to empowering people that look like us all over the diaspora. And,
okay. Let me ask you this. Can you put that down in the, you know how to put it in the chat, your telephone number, so people can copy it?
Sure, I'll do that.
Okay, okay, go ahead.
No, you can just let me know too when you want to.
Yeah, just put it down, because there's a lot of people, a few people put in a request for it, and I don't know if they caught it or not, even though you mentioned it to them. Say that again. Who was this?
This is Sitala, because, you know, I don't have access to the chat. So I was wanting her to repeat the number again for me. Right, 240.
Sure. Deanna DeWitt, 240-882-3578. 240-882-3578. And I'll say that's the physical component. And Xavier, you can let me know if you wanted me to speak more.
What we're going to do, we're going to bring you back on. I hope you have time to stay with us to the end. So we're going to get this free mode, because we got some announcements and a few other things we're going to get to. But we're going to have an open discussion about your health thing as well. And Bill Gooden, are you still with us? Hey, Bill. Yeah, you know, I talked to Leon Purnell, and he said he will try to get on the show, but I don't think he's on as of yet. And so it's very important because I also belong to a group called Black Men Unifying Black Men. And we're holding a fundraiser for a very important organization. I would like Bill, would you share a little bit about what's taking place on the 20th?
Well, you know, first, let me say thank you. And Leon wasn't able to make it. So, yeah, basically, you know, first it's important that people know that Black Men Unifying Black Men. It's basically saying that as Black men, as an organization, then we should be about lifting up other organizations and helping to lift them up. Right? So on March 20th, for the last couple of months, we've been promoting the Man and Family Center because we have set a goal in terms of at least trying to raise $10,000 at the minimum for the center. So for the last 2 months, we've been promoting, and some people have already made contributions. So March 20th, we have what's called an 8-hour marathon, where if people want to drive by the center or either come and take a tour of the center, they can come by the center that day. They can drop off the donation. There's somebody out there to interview them in terms of, you know, thanking them. And if they have received services from the center, they can talk about the services and the benefits of having the center. So in closing, it's just the whole thing. And, I mean, I can really go on a lot, but I know you got a lot of people on here. But in closing, just the whole thing in terms of this. As Black people, we have to be about trying to lift each other up. And we lift up organizations and we lift up businesses. That means that they can help to lift up our community. So that's what the whole concept is about. And I'm encouraging people to please give to that to please give to it. You know, I mean, it's a worthwhile cause. The Man and Family Center have been around for over 20-something years and helped thousands of families in a lot of different crises. So that's basically the whole gist in terms of what we're doing.
All right. Thank you, sir. And, you know, there's a couple of people I'm going to bring on, and then we're going to have an open discussion. But there's another young lady involved because we are celebrating Women's History Month. And I want the ladies to step up first before the men step in. And Mr. Day Lee, how you doing? Don Pollard, how you doing? Unmute yourself, please.
Good evening, everyone.
How you doing? And Don is an editor in the National Black Unity News, and she's also, her field is real estate, and just to name one of them, she does quite a few other things. And she's also my niece, you know, and I know, you know, personally, she's a hard worker. She's care, and she's always volunteering here and there. And every time I call her, she's like a minute soldier. She shows up. And so I want her to share a little bit about what she does and why she do it. Don, you're on.
Uncle David?
Yeah.
You know.
Go ahead, young lady. Go open, walk in.
I am a realtor. I just started doing it full-time at the beginning of the pandemic. I just believe in real estate because it is one of the cornerstones of America to build wealth. I believe in helping others, and that's a good way to help people achieve one of their goals or dreams is to buy a home.
Okay. And Ken, if anybody interested in buying or selling, how can they reach you?
I can put my information in the chat.
Well, please do. Anything else you want to share before we move on?
No, thank you.
Okay. Now, Ms. DeWitt, you know, there's a couple other people that's health practice. Mr. David McMillan, can you unmute yourself? Oh, you already unmuted. How you doing, sir?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
And I think you caught most of what Ms. DeWitt was speaking about. And from you, like I said, you're a long-time professional in that area. you know, healing herbs, spices, and all of this great stuff that can that pharmaceutical company took it and turned it into medicine, as they call it, you know, with other ingredients, you know, chemicals and everything else they put into it. But based on what Miss Nguyen, you know, she was saying, it's time for us to take care of ourselves. And it's people like you and her out here that's willing to help people. Can you share a little bit about what you do, sir?
Well, actually, my background is plant pharmacology and herbology. I was basically academia for quite a few years. I taught at a couple of schools out in Canada and Ottawa, and also being from Massachusetts, I taught at University of Massachusetts, but in another field. But the point that I'm making is that I've been around for quite a while and lectured all over the place, all over the world, really. But having been all over the world, I've studied that if you look at the life expectancy of a lot of people, and it's like Ms. DeWitt Brown, it's diet, and that can determine that diet and movement is what I put the two together, because you're going to have to move around. But I do find that if you look all over the world, there are things that are allowed in the food in the United States that other countries will not allow. And they're killer preservatives and pesticides and things like that. So as rich as this country is, it's still amazing how they will allow certain chemicals that are direct in line, they're carcinogens, and people are dying from it. So the United States is in a very, very, actually embarrassing position as a rich nation, and we're at the bottom of the polls as far as health is concerned over the world. So what does that mean? That means that our foods leave a lot to be desired as far as the contaminants and things that send them. So what we have to do is be mindful of that. And it's very hard for us because in the Black communities, there are limitations as far as food getting. We've left the South and we've gotten away from the farmland and come to the concrete jungle, if you will. And so it's causing us a lot of ways. My ancestors, typical Black, from down south, and there's land down there that barely paying taxes on. I'm talking hundreds of acres. It's just laying dormant, and there's squatters coming on it now. And if our ancestors knew about that, they would, as they're saying, is they turn over their graves. So what we're doing is ignoring the fact that we have to get a good quality food and stay away from these fast food places as best we can, and be conscious of our food intake. You know, the list goes on, but I'm just saying that's the focus that we should be aware of, the food quality we're eating. One of the most disgusting things, and I want to emphasize disgusting to me, was sometimes just out of habit, when I walk down the aisles of the supermarket, I watch where some of these young mothers are buying mac and cheese in a box. I mean, this is awful. I can't even make it, but mac and cheese in a box. Everything is boxed, beautiful wrappers. And it's paying, and it's taking its toll on us. So the immune system is very, very critically neglected. And if anyone wants to call it, this is what we place emphasis on, feeding the cells and the immune system, whereby at least you have a good, strong military force in the body to ward off some of these enemies that we're bringing into our mouths and bringing into our system.
Okay. So that's a lot of good information, sir. And that's why I say, you know, God just put people around me when it's time, like he's trying to get a message to me, you know, without our help, we have nothing. You can be the richest person on earth. And if you sick and if this person got what you need, you will spend that whole fortune on to heal yourself. And so, you know, we have to put things in order. And there's a number down here. It's 410-664. Would you like to share? Or introduce yourself.
That's Beverly.
Oh, that's that. Okay. Well, Beverly, would you like to share about what's going on with you? You're never, should be talking about Women's History Month. From my perspective, she is a historian. When I'm talking about she is history, as far as I'm concerned, with come to the field that she in. She's a businesswoman. Beverly, would you like to share who you are and what you do? Okay. Give you a few minutes to unmute yourself. Maybe, you know. Okay. And Dr. Ortiz, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm okay.
Yeah, okay. Would you like to share anything with us this evening? What's going on with you?
No, not unless I just tell you I'm just getting over the bout of having shingles.
Hmm.
So I'm just here.
Well, DeWitt, Mr. DeWitt, and Dr. McMillan, can y'all address that issue? And, you know, is there anything y'all can do for her?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, I'm sorry. And the sister, what is your name again?
Ortiz.
Yes, I'll say this. If you're open to it, you know, you can feel free to call me and we can talk offline. But yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's getting to the root, you know, the root of that. Because actually that, let me just say this because this may help someone else as well. Okay, so just this is interesting that we're having this conversation with shingles. And because it's really what, let me ask you this. Did you happen to have chickenpox when you were a child?
Yeah.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what happens is when you were a child, adults, shingles is really the beginning stage. Say, wow, let me best word this. I'll say this with cells and how they replicate and they duplicate, because that's really what cancer is. Cancer is just when your cells just replicate out of control. And the reason why I knew that you had dealt with chickenpox when you were a child, because literally us as adults, that's just like shingles is, I would say, adult word or the adult version of chickenpox. So what happens is, going back to what I said earlier, until we really get to the root cause of anything and really deal with it at the cellular level, not the surface, which medication, like I said, and if you listen carefully, they say it treats. So not so much just this sister dealing with shingles, but anything. So until you get to the root of it, you got to cleanse your body, cleanse your blood. I don't mean just cleansing your colon, because a lot of people are speaking about colon cleanse. I'm talking about cleanse the lymphatic system. And that's one area I've been specializing in for years, because you got to get to the root cause. It's the same way, just like I'm sure many of you have heard about cancer, where a person may be, quote, diagnosed with cancer, say today. And the truth is, even with cancer, anyone who has been, even if a person is recently, whenever they've been diagnosed with cancer, trust me, they've already had it dormant, whether they were unconscious of it for at least 2 years, literally. Okay? So it's the same way with cancer, where someone say they have cancer, I don't know, whatever type of cancer that they have, say breast cancer, and they went through whatever level of Western medicine treatment, and they say, oh, it's in quote remission. Well, and then you may hear that a person, I don't know, however many years later, quote, the cancer came back. And many times, trust me, unfortunately, it'll come back with a vengeance. Maybe not just in that area, it could spread, or what they say, metastasize throughout the body, because it never was eradicated. You didn't get to the person didn't get to cellular level. So I'm saying all of that to say, just to, you know, enlighten so many of you who may not know, and maybe you do know, but also really emphasizing the importance of just getting to the cellular level and then remaining proactive. That's why we say it's best to be proactive opposed to reactive, because then any of us when we are functioning from a reactive mode, then we're running behind the eight ball. So, yeah, I would just say, sis, if you're open to it, you know, you can give me a call and I can share what I know, not what I think, what I know that we'll be able to support you in getting through that challenge, because that's all it is. You know, it's just the body's just dis-ease. It's letting know D-I-S-E-A-S-E because the body is designed to heal itself, but we have to give it what it needs. And once we boost our immune system, as I heard the brother speak of earlier, you boost your immune system, then, you know, and keep it boosted, not just, hey, I got through whatever the challenge, because whatever we do to get us through that challenge, that's what we want to, you know, like I said. So I'm just going to keep saying lifestyle. I don't believe in diets. I know it just make it part of a healthy lifestyle. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? I really feel blessed because my immune system was so strong until it fought the virus. I only ended up with three little bumps, you know? So I feel really blessed and really fortunate because I really take a lot of vitamins. I deal with my immune system. I eat properly. I drink a lot of water. So I feel blessed. I didn't have the kind of plague that I've seen people have. As a matter of fact, I took care of my auntie who had blotches all over her body. I didn't go through any of that. I only had a little bit of pain and three little bumps, but I know that I had shingles. And I had a specialist who come in to see me, and I was so blessed and so fortunate. And she said, you have done the right thing. You have prepared your body because your immune system is so strong. It has fought off the virus, you know, the way it could have come.
Wonderful. Great. Definitely, definitely. And that's why I said, you know, none of us is, we all are living in America, and there's, you know, stress, there's environmental, there's this, that, and the other. So all we can do is do our best with the information that we have and to be proactive and not reactive. And that's why many times even this, quote, COVID, you know, has impacted our community to the level that it has because of many of the I'll say bottom line, folks were already very, you know, folks were challenged with, you know, different health disparities,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, yeah, congratulations, you know, salute to you, Queen, for, you know, loving yourself, taking care of yourself. And so that you're right, it did not land upon you and impact you in the way that it could have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that. Dr. McMillan, you have anything you want to share before we move on to another subject matter?
Very quickly, I'm not going to add or subtract to Sister DeWitt. But what we have to be mindful for is that the young lady said that she was taking a lot of vitamins and minerals and you know, doing everything that she's supposed to do. But here's the danger behind that. I think that we all probably have an automobile. We all probably have some means of transportation. Let's call it a car. What happens is, if anything at all goes wrong with the car, we wouldn't dare go under the hood and try to repair it ourselves. We'd take it to a dealer, someone that's qualified in that area. What am I saying? To randomly, and your body is, and your body is more important, to randomly take vitamins and minerals and all these things without any guidance can be also even dangerous. I give an example. I'm an O type. My blood type is O. And alfalfa, the little alfalfa plant, is so powerful with minerals. The roots of the alfalfa plant have been known to go 30 feet down in the ground. And what happens is it's loaded with a lot of nutrients. Now, it's been known to be good for arthritis. So what if I were very, very eager to go and take out the alfalfa plant for my arthritis? Because the word is out, and there's scientific evidence that will help arthritis. However, I can't take it because I'm an O-type. And it's more detrimental to take it than to not take it. So you have to know enough about plants to go to another plant that will do the same thing that's in line with the blood type. What am I saying? I'm saying that be careful. Just because the vitamins are available to you over the counter, this, that, and other, you go to the store, health store, and just go wild picking up because someone said it was for this purpose or that purpose, you could be bringing harm to yourself. And I've seen this over the last 40 years that I practiced. A lot of people, in good faith, you take it upon yourself to do your own diet and do your own little approach on these matters, and you can be sometimes damaging to you. So it's counterproductive. So the point is that Sister DeWitt said, give her a call, and maybe she can zero in on your situation. And that way you make sure that you're taking the right vitamins and minerals and herbs or whatever to help you out, rather than randomly doing them yourself.
Let me say this. I'm not a random taker. Everything that I do, I run it past my doctor of 30 years. I don't take anything unless I run it past him first.
Well, that's good, but is he an allopath or is he a naturopath? What kind of doctor is he?
Just my regular doctor, my regular physician. I've been with him for 30 years.
Yeah, but is his background allopathy or naturopathic?
Nature.
If he's a naturopathic doctor, then you're on the right track. But if he's an allopathic, what I call drug doctor, then I wouldn't put too much credence to what he says about plants, because they don't know about them. The only thing about plants that they know about is the drug element of plants.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll venture over on our side of the track and try to give advice on plants and so forth. And believe me, it can be an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of the league when they go. So if you're getting allopathic advice on herbs, then I would question that. But if you get herbal advice from herbalists, then you're on the right track. The training is
Okay. Thank you all for that, because that's what you say. You know, that's what God gave each and every. He gave us choices, and it's up to us to choose wisely.
Right.
And you know, and so, with that being said, now Vernon, you said you want to share. So, are you still prepared to see? You said you want to share something with me this evening. I can't hear you, sir. You unmuted and everything, but can anybody else hear him?
No, but that was the 7:15. Me and your hymn supposed to came on at 7:15.
Well, how long is it? I still can't hear you. Okay. Maybe we can do it on another show then. You know, you got to let me know exactly how much time you need. If it's a long presentation, I don't know. But in any case, was somebody trying to say
can
something?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. How long is your presentation? You turn your thing back off.
Yeah, it's not long. We're trying to, I'm down here at the studio now, where we're going to be broadcasting live next week. We want to invite everybody that's on the Zoom call tonight and also on Facebook. This is the Men's and Family Center. I have Leon. The studio is kind of empty right now, but we're working on the set. So this is, this is the guy. So if you can give me a screen share.
Yeah, but how long? I need to know how much time it is.
I think it's like a minute or so.
Oh,
but
okay.
We can do it later.
No. You go ahead and do it now if you like to. Since you already set up.
What you're going to see is just an introductory of what's going to happen next week. We're doing a marathon from Saturday the 20th from 10 to 6. It's going to be an 8-hour marathon. The actual day of the event, we will advertise or show you like which way you can give money. Like Bill said, this is a production with Black Men Unifying Black Men. Hold on.
Hey, Vern.
Yeah, well, you can go ahead. We have a technical difficulty.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you know, but you do have the you still have the controls, right? From
yep.
Okay, so if it come back up, just let me know before we go off the air, okay?
Okay.
All right. And so back to I just want to share something with maybe you did not know with the National Black Unity News. You know, when we put this, not a lot of us be on this call, but this is what you call a simulcast. Brother Sativ is promoting this or sharing this, live streaming this on Blog Talk Radio. I also take it and do it and put a live streaming on Facebook and other formats as we be speaking. That's why I be moving around a lot. And we also involve different groups and organizations that we post this on. And so, you know, so, and then it runs for the entire week. So you never know who will watch this podcast in the near future. But I do know, you know, one thing about words, you know, they are so powerful that can enhance one person's quality of life and even save some people's lives. Now, I heard some things on here that can literally save people's lives this evening in the medical field, mental. But there's also another field that's vital to us as well. And I always say, because we like to bring up Black issues. And like I say, in commemoration of Women's History Month, I would like to like some of our ladies on here, based on this pandemic situation, the after effects, and what we as a people, what from your perspective, should do or as a people. I ain't talking about the motherfuckers. They're going to do what they're going to do. They always have and always will. Mm-hmm. And but at the same time, what do you think? Because wisdom is wisdom. Well, I don't care where it come from. And sometimes it can come from a baby, an old man like me, or somebody. But, you know, but it's good to know, because we've been around the block. Most of us only been around the block. And I'm going to start off with my special guest, Ms. DeWanna DeWitt. What do you think that we as a people should do during this pandemic and afterwards? From your friend, okay. You can pick one. There's a lot of things we can do. Just pick one, maybe one that you think that will benefit us as a people.
Well, I'll say this. One thing I'm going to say is not what I think. What I know for sure is collectively support each other. And I mean, it's, we always needed to and should have and all of that, but also particularly now, and I can tell you, speaking for myself, you know, COVID impacted my lifestyle just like all of us. You know, it was a worldwide pandemic. And I can say what I like to do is not just talk about the problems, but also to bring forth a solution, as you had mentioned. Now, also for me being a practitioner, empowering people mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. I can say, particularly, I was blessed last year to align with a very powerful global community of folks that look like us all throughout the diaspora, not just here in the local area. I'll say local being DMV, but then throughout the diaspora, where financially, what we are coming to do, what we are coming together collectively, is to get money out the way. What do I mean by that? You know, many times we have been used to just, you know, day to day, more month than money, trying to make, quote, ends meet. Well, the truth is many times the ends are not meeting and they're not going to meet. Okay. So, but what I do know that there's money all around us, and there's an abundance of money. So even in this pandemic, people are still making a lot of money. And the way I think is to create not just right now money, but long money for our children's children's children. And I've been great. I'm very grateful. And I'd like to share with the thank you for allowing me to share this, because I'm connected with a platform that is actually for the people, by the people, founded by folks that look like us, four founders, as well as we collectively own it because it's the, what we call a common unity. And it's a educational platform that empowers people with a skill set so they never have to be caught off guard. Because honestly, I met people, it doesn't matter if people had 10 PhDs, they still were challenged many times. You're talking about, speaking about over 50 million people, quote, Americans who were unemployed. And, you know, particularly in Maryland, the moratoriums have been lifted.
Excuse me, I don't want to cut you in because of just for time's sake, but you say you have a program, which I happen to, I happen to look at myself personally. Again, can you, I mean, I think you should just call her up and let her give you a presentation where you can get full because you don't want to miss this. And so, Deanna, can you give out that number one more time so they can talk to you, not just about the financial part of what you're talking about?
Right, right. Definitely. I'll say anyone who wants to get money out the way, who wants to never be broke again, as well as creating generational wealth and empowering yourself with a skill set so that not only you can eat for a day, but you can eat for a lifetime. Please give me a call on 240-882-3578. And just to tell you, this is not just for adults. The community is for children between 8 all the way up into their 90s. And so the focus is to be a holistic entrepreneur.
All right. Thank you so much. And I just got a message from Vern and said he's ready because we only have about 5 or 6 more minutes left. And we still got a few more people we got to get to. So go ahead, Vern, and you can go ahead and do what you have to do, sir.
Yeah, it's some technical difficulties, but we'll do it another time.
Okay. And all right, I see Mr. Leroy McKenzie is on the line. And I wonder, Leroy, unmute yourself. Oh, you already unmuted. Now, Leroy is works with the publication as well. We have a thing in there called Authors Showcase. And Leroy, can you explain how that works?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks. Good evening, everybody. So I was late. Then had a couple things, and I was able to come on, I guess, towards the end here now. But the Author Showcase is just a where we highlight and showcase authors from all around, not just the country, but actually we reached over into Africa as well. We've had a couple of authors that were from on the continent from Kenya, which has been really awesome to be able to have. And we give them the opportunity to be able to be showcased in the newspaper where we show their book cover, their contact information, and then we also do an interview with them in regards to their, not just their books, but also their mission, their message, their motivation and movement that they have that goes along or comes along with the book or books that they have written. We give them the opportunity to be able to discuss, get into a conversation about their books, but then also go into detail about who they are as authors. We wanted to be able to give authors and give their readers and viewers that we have with the National Black Community News the opportunity to be able to get to know the authors on an intimate side and know more about them than just the books that they have out there or books that they may have coming out there. So in the midst of being able to have their books in the newspaper, they get an interview with us. They also get a copy of the newspaper to be able to talk about the newspaper to their followers and their viewers and everything like that. And it's a quarterly, just it goes along with the paper. The package that we put together is 3 months. If they get their book showcased, they get the interview, which they're able to use on the different platforms that they have, in addition to the platforms that we have as the author of the National Black Unity News. So it's a great opportunity for authors. You can let any authors that you know that anyone on the call here may be aware of, or they may know the authors that would be interested. We do still have a couple more spots that are remaining for the upcoming issue.
By the way, I got one more. I got one. Okay.
Yeah, make sure you send them to me, okay, because I'm taking them now. So if you all know of anyone, please connect them with myself or with Brother David so that we can get them into the show.
All right. And let me say this in closing, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this show is promoted by the National Black Unity News newspaper. And those who are out there who listen to us on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, any place, I encourage you to get a subscription, because this is the type of publication that is solution-oriented and is by us and is for us. We are not kept by anybody. We call our own shots. But what we put in there is a solution-oriented information that can enhance people's quality of life. Now, there's been several people on this call. I'm not going to call you out, but I think you will be a welcome addition to the National as an editor, because I'm going to tell you why. See, this public, like Leroy McKenzie say, he goes all over the country. And tomorrow night, if you come on, we have another podcast to market. You'll meet Kim Poole, who has taken this publication in several African countries. And but we all over the United States as well. And a matter of fact, we are the number one circulated black newspaper in the entire nation. And that's a fact. And but the only thing is, we're still so small. And we have so much room. I mean, the sky's the limit to us. But the main mission is this, is spreading good news, valuable news, news that can enhance a person's quality of life and even save some people. Like you just heard, we have a couple of people that's in the health industry. They can share information that actually add years to your life or even save your life. But there's one thing that most people don't know about the National Black Unity, and I've lately just started sharing this, is that I'm 69, and I've been marketing and promoting on the front list dealing with black people for 40-something years now. Till it almost wear me out sometimes, but, you know, because it's a mission. It's my work. It's not a job. It's my work. And like I said, I'm always going to be eager about this. There ain't no retirement in this. I'm going to be doing this till the day I die. But what I'm trying to say is this. In my experiences in marketing, advertising, dealing with us, especially dealing with us as a people, it's not too good. Because we always start these groups and organizations in some kind of way, they filter right on. I've been involved with some over the years, but even when I did join some of them, they really didn't have my back. They never kept me going or nothing like that. But now, for the first time in my life, and this is the God heaven truth, for the first time in my life, I'm surrounded by such a powerful, and some of them on here, like Miss Dr. YT, so I see Walter Murphy's on here, and Brother Satawi, and some of the, but you know, and they will tell you, you ain't got to hear my words, but they will tell you that we have formed a bond. It's like family. And you can't, I don't think you ever be able to break this, because, you know, there's love amongst each other. And most of them don't even really know it, never really did it, just because we had this common bond that we want to get out there, help people. You know, and for the friend, I have a safety net. And not only doing work, I'm talking about after work. You know, I've been sick a lot of times recently, and these are the people that lifted me up in prayer and everything else that I needed. And they like you said, old song, the wing beneath my wings, man, keeps me going no matter what. I can look to them, man, and just one of them somewhere, somehow, just come and say, man, do something. And so, you know, and most of us are of age now. We tired of fooling them. We ain't got time to play games with nobody. We got work to do. And if you want to be involved with such a group of this, then you really need to, like I said, this is the scene behind the scene I'm speaking about now. That people that not only we support one another, you know, we donate. We do a lot of things that people don't even know, you know, and we just are like-minded, caring people, just like a lot of you who's on this call with us. You have dedicated your life serving people. But it's difficult trying to, like you said, we call this thing called unity. And when it comes to us, it's a hard pill to swallow right now, because a lot of times it just filtered out the way because we had too many big cheese or my way or no ways and all of this. Now, this is what we have here. is what you call a collaboration. And for those of you who may not know, but I'm going to tell it anyway, it's by divine inspiration. It's a God thing with me. I don't know about anybody else, but I get my orders from God. And I'm going to tell you this, no matter, we have many obstacles and challenges in life. I don't know, but somehow this publication comes out on time. No matter what, you know, we produce, no matter what, you know, sometimes, man, like I said, we lift each other up. And if you want to be a part of a winning team, a sincere team, first, I'm going to tell you now, there is some qualifications. It ain't all about me, me, me. It's about giving. And we believe that when you give, you will receive. But the most important thing ain't even about money, period. The thing is helping us, helping our people. You can't put a price on that one. And I can tell you countless of stories of what has happened since the inception of this paper, how we have blessed many of the multitude of people. I mean, it's deep and it's strong. And so, again, you know, I want to thank everybody who's participated and our guests and the those who are listening to us on Facebook, Blog Talk, and other formats is this. We in serious times, ladies and gentlemen, serious times. People are actually dying out there. People don't know what their tomorrow is going to be like. And a lot of us in this publication, see, we have submission. We have people with business opportunities and all kinds of things. You heard the young lady right now say there's an opportunity to be educated so you don't have to fish from nobody. You can fish for yourself now. See, we have everything we need, but we have to have a source. And I think the National Black Unity is that source on a collective basis to get that message out to people because it's collective. And we are the living example of what unity is, and that's the truth. Now, I've been everything I put on my newspaper, unity this, black is black, ever since 45, 50 years ago, and I've still been putting it on my paper. But this is the real first time I ever felt reciprocal from it. I really feel the unity now. And so if it happened amongst us, this thing can spread. Just like you say, a germ or cell can grow, multiply itself. Because there's plenty of love to go around. And in closing, I know I go off sometimes, but in closing, when people come up to me and say, Mr. Murphy, I've read your paper. And I done heard this over, I'm going to tell you, probably over 500 times. I love this paper. That's what they say. They tell me, I like it, man. And they say, I love this paper. Figure out the reason why. Because this paper come from love. The people involved are is full of love. And so when they say that, now I understand because this the whole process is through love. And we love what we did. And be quite frank, none of us don't have to do this at all. None of us. But we do it out of love. So with that being said, that we are somewhat past the hour because we try to keep this thing to an hour. But Misty Weather, I want to thank you for your time for participating and do with us. Dr. McMillan, you as well. And Vernon, the young man that you know was doing the thing at the location right now. This is that he get off of work and take all his equipment down to this location to help somebody else. See, that's the kind of stuff that we do. And he's our event coordinator. So this is living examples. Dr. White was on there. She added those who don't know how to write. Even if you do know how to write, Dr. White, she's an expert at dotting them I's and crossing them T's. She cleaned all our articles up. So you don't have to worry about that. We got you covered. And so, you know, so it's really, and I'm going to tell you one more thing before I go. We are extremely affordable. Extremely. Northern New York, I'm talking about, out of all 200 black papers, we are our price rate to participate is the lowest amongst all. The reason is because we don't want no excuse that nobody can't participate with us. And I'm going to tell you another secret, too, another reason why, with God, infinite wisdom. Those 200 black pages that's all over this country, they outprice their own community. Even I can't afford to advertise in my own black newspapers locally because their price of juices are too high, and they don't have no turnaround time. One issue here, but we run for 90 days. So it's so many benefits to what we do. And we don't beg nobody for nothing because we start supporting. But the thing is, our mission is bringing more information to share with more people to fulfill their needs. And that's the bottom line. So I'm going to say thank you and good night.
Good night, David.
Thank you.
Good night. And by the way, we'll be on here tomorrow night, 7:30. Going to be a different call, and I'll send it out to you all. But it's going to be this way you get to meeting the people in the National Black Unity on the Tuesday night calls. All right. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Good night.
Goodbye.